Jake, there's some deep wounds right now. There are some hurt feelings.
I know, but you know what? None of us out here care. One of your members blocked Nancy Mace, and then Nancy Mace made a kitty cat, a pussy cat, more aptly, emoji at him. It's just like, seriously, this is like high school, but like we need, like there's legislation that is, like there are literally Americans being killed abroad, and we need this to work.
Well, that's kind of offensive to high school people, because it's really junior high stuff. But yes, the world is burning around us. We're fiddling.
In the midst of two major foreign policy crises and this pending government shutdown, what on earth was this week all about? Why did Jim Jordan force these three votes and waste this entire week?
You know, it's kind of ironic that we're doing this interview in the shadows of the Will Rogers statue. And you remember what Will said. You can learn, people learn by reading, people can learn by observation, and sometimes people learn by just peeing on the electric fence for themselves. So that is a situation that is reminiscent of House Republicans right now. Jim got 194 Republican votes in the open on the House floor, and in a secret ballot, he got 86.
Pick a window.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. Hi, folks. It's Jeff and Tiffany.
Hi.
Doing a special I Told You So version of The Left Show.
Is that what we're doing?
We're just doing The Left Show.
Oh, okay.
But it's just me and you. And now, instead of a guest host, you're a guest host from another show hosted on the network.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you did.
Yeah.
I panicked for a minute.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. I don't know. We weren't going to record at all this weekend. It's one of my kids' birthdays on recording day. So I wiped the schedule, but I just did that 2 weeks ago when the computer broke. So I feel like I owe you guys a show. So we'll just go through the links. It'll go as long as it goes. It'll probably be a little shorter, but we will have a Patreon at the end. You can join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. Every week that we record, we also do a Patreon. Now, I know deep down inside you're like going, oh, no, are they still going to do when I told you so this week? Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
For and sure.
Just because it sounds exactly like this doesn't mean it's not that show.
No.
No. No, that's all right. But it's been a weird week. How's your week been?
It's been a really good week for me. I've been happy and things have been
kicking some ass, good. Taking some names.
Yeah. Boss ass bitch is what I like to say.
Yeah.
Dealing with a kidney stone, that's not very fun.
No, but you do that enough that you're kind of a badass at it.
Yeah, I try to be. I've gotten really whiny though. The last few days I've been really whiny.
Yeah. Well, I haven't noticed.
Yes, you have.
Not in a way I'd call it whiny.
Oh. Well, you've been very patient, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You make it easy. You know why?
Why?
Because you're not whiny.
Well,
you have
good.
A kidney stone. Most people are like curled up in a ball screaming, and you're just like, nah, my kidney hurts.
Well, yeah. Well, you are the same way. You deal with migraines and pain constantly. You're constantly in pain. You don't complain about it. Well, you complain about it a little bit.
To you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just move on. You just power through. I don't know how you do it.
I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to get done at some point, and I always have a fucking headache, so I might as well do it. You know, I mean, there's ways to make the headache less headachey, but it's always there. It's been there since 1996.
Yeah, and don't you feel like because it's a familiar pain, you're able to handle it a little better? Because
Yeah. Because it does. It knocks a lot of people down, but, you know, what are you going to do?
You're so used to it.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Stick a fork in, it.
Stick a fork in Jim Jordan?
Yeah.
He's done.
He's done.
So you guys heard a little bit at the top of the show, a couple of folks talking about, Jake Tapper talking to a Republican about Jim Jordan and the fact that he couldn't, in the secret ballot, Republicans like to do this thing where when it's time to legislate, they go somewhere and lock the door so the Democrats can't see what's going on, so that the media can't see what's going on. And then apparently it is just the goofiest bacchanal. But on the secret ballot, Jim Jordan only pulled 86 votes.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. So he goes out on the floor this week and he does three votes over the course of a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And the first one, he falls short.
Yes.
And the second vote, he fell even shorter.
Right.
And the third vote, he lost even more. And we're kind of going to go through this a little bit. But what happened was, and we heard one of the messages yesterday, Jim Jordan supporters started calling the spouses of Republican members to threaten them with, you know, stalking, rape, molestation, death.
Thank God.
And Jim just started to shed supporters. Mm-hmm. Because when your wife's like, here's what just happened, asshole.
Yeah.
This is your buddy. You better pay attention. Because if you don't, you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to be a Republican.
Oh.
All right. I see how that goes. But yeah, so late last week, Jim Jordan lost the votes for Speaker by 25 votes, five more than the day before. This comes as no surprise, given that the Republicans in opposition had no intention of dropping that opposition, despite threats from Jordan supporters towards them and their families. After the new defeat, which, by the way, was absolutely predictable, Republicans retired to their underground chamber to plot their next move. According to the Post, they held a vote by secret ballot to remove Jordan as speaker designate. The outcome of that vote was 112 to 86 in favor of removing him. 86 people are like, don't remove him. The rest are like, get this guy the fuck out of here. So Republicans in Biden districts should consider changing parties while they still have a chance to save their seats. I like that. I think that's a great idea. There's eight Republicans in very, very Biden districts.
Yes.
You know, that voting for Jim Jordan are going to make those Biden districts feel a little dirty. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to the Democratic majority in the next Congress.
Yeah.
We could have that now and get shit done if they were to switch parties now and come over and caucus.
Imagine.
Yeah. That's it. Hakeem Jeffries is fucking Speaker of the House. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, that would be.
That would be. But yeah, Ken Buck is one of multiple Republicans receiving death threats over the speaker vote. They've been getting phone calls since voting against Jim Jordan for House Speaker. Buck was asked about the brawl during the conference behind closed doors where Kevin McCarthy told Matt Gaetz to sit the fuck down during a screaming match between the two. Buck said he was at the meeting, which he described as painful. Said tempers were flaring during the meeting before describing the real reason they're at each other's throats. To quote Buck, part of the reason that there's temper right now is this constant barrage of phone calls. So far, I've had four death threats. I've been evicted from my office in Colorado. I have a notice of eviction because the landlord is mad on my vote on the record of the speaker issue. And everyone in the conference is getting this. Several Republicans who opposed Jim Jordan's House speakership bid said they were experiencing angry phone calls, menacing messages, and even death threats since casting their votes, increasing the already tense and chaotic atmosphere in the GOP.
These people are crazy.
Yep. Representative Marionette. Wow. Marionette? Marionette? Marionette. Marionette. Her name is Marionette. That's goofy. Boy, I was bitching about being named Jeff a minute ago, and suddenly I'm like, hey, it could have been worse.
Could be Jololene.
Or Pinocchio. They could have, who knows what the fuck they could have. They could have named me Muppet. Ooh, that's good. I like that.
Muppet.
Just call me Muppet.
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 I can't. I'm sorry. I can't call you Muppet.
Am I a man? Or am I a Muppet?
Such a good, I love that.
That was a good song.
It was.
Anyway, Representative Marionette Miller Meeks. For fuck's sake. Look, I know you Republicans like your letters in threes. You know, like the letter K, for instance.
Right.
Seems to make you guys very happy. But MMM? Anyway, Marionette Miller Meeks of Iowa said in a statement that she has, quote, received credible death threats and a barrage of threatening phone calls after flipping her speaker vote from Jordan on Tuesday to House Appropriations Chairwoman Kay Granger on Wednesday. New York Representative Nick LaLota, meanwhile, shared a social media post which he received that told him to go fuck yourself and die. Steve Womack of Arkansas said his office had been flooded with calls and there's been lots of profanity but no real substantive threats. While Nebraska Representative Don Bacon's wife received menacing text messages.
You know, these people have never volunteered or reached out, done community outreach, but they can take the time to call and make horrible voicemails. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I never understand it.
Yeah. So anyway, Don Bacon's wife got the anonymous text message. Saying your husband will not hold any political office ever again. What a disappointment and a failure he is, read one message sent to Bacon's wife. She responded to that text by saying, he has more courage than you. You won't put your name to your statement. It's the internet, kid. It's nobody does that. I do that, you know, but anonymity is too easy.
Yeah.
But that is the motto here at Defenestrate Media Group, is that anonymity sucks. Put your name on it, bitch. You chicken shit. Anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene popped up to blurt out the truth.
Did
about
she?
The GOP.
Shocking.
Like a weevil in a ship's biscuit.
My God.
She spoke about the GOP's absolute chaos this last week. So you'd assume she's lying because that's what generally happens when her lips are moving. But this time, albeit accidentally, she blurted out the truth in that the House Republican caucus is, quote, absolutely broken, end quote.
It's pretty bad.
Well, she's banging Kevin McCarthy, allegedly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear this.
Oh, yeah. This has been a rumor for quite a while.
Oh, I am behind.
She and Kev's are knocking boots.
Gross. That's
it's
disgusting.
So gross. I don't know which direction it's grosser. How did two completely disingenuous people?
She's gonna hurt him.
Consummate. That's we were talking about this last week. I'm like, does she fuck the way she does pull-ups?
Yeah.
Chaotic and
I'm sure.
You know, aggressive and.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine that a hand job from Marjorie Taylor Greene would cause significant bleeding.
I feel like she would say the G.I. Jane quote, you know, Demi Moore, when she
Which
said,
quote?
Suck my dick.
Yeah. Kevin McCarthy, do it.
He's like, okay.
Yeah. That's it. All right, Kev. Anyway, so, Republicans, Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz were screaming at each other. Representative Mike Boast had to be restrained when he lunged for Jim Jordan in an attempt to physically assault him. I like this note in the article from Crooks and Liars. It says, editor's note, we don't endorse violence, but when it comes to Jordan, we understand the urge.
We understand.
Yeah. Meanwhile, allies of Jordan were calling and leaving threats on the phones of those who voted against Jordan, and in a few cases, their wives. Politics achieved by violence, or even the threat thereof, has a definition. It isn't democracy. It is, however, terrorism.
Yes. Call it what it is.
Absolutely call it what it is. But yeah, So Republicans are going to have a meeting today, the day this drops, Monday, to pick a new speaker designate. Mm-hmm. They tried to give the speaker pro tem, that little fucker with the bow tie, temporary powers.
Emmert?
You know what? I don't care. I don't care. Sure. I just say his name.
Okay.
But yeah, so he McHenry. Yeah, that got voted down quite severely. Mm-hmm. It's just like, get your shit together. Kevin McCarthy's still out on the road blaming Democrats for what Matt Gaetz did to him because he's a moron.
Yeah, he really is a moron.
He really is a moron. But yeah, it's...
Who is giving him advice? Who are his people that he's listening to?
Who, Jordan?
Yeah.
Nobody? Especially not wrestlers. He doesn't listen to them at all. Have you not heard that about Jim Jordan?
No.
Jim Jordan was a wrestling coach.
Oh.
And there was a problem with molestation in one of the other coaches. And the way that the students testified when they did just recently were like, yeah, we begged him to help us stop it.
Oh my God.
And he did nothing. You know, and the problem is that the statute of limitations has come and gone on the molestations.
Mm.
So.
No, I didn't know that.
It's pretty bad. That's why they call him, instead of Jim Jordan, it's J-Y-M Jordan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a fucking duty. He had something he was supposed to do. He was supposed to protect those fucking kids, and he didn't. He
failed.
You know, and then one of the stories is that he cried a lot, you know, about how the guys needed to lie to protect the program.
Brother.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up. All right, look, we are up against a break because that chunk of stories is done. When we get back on the other side, more of the same.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the show. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com defen media.
You are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
By no means do today's current crop of GOP crazies have a corner on the market of opening their yaps and spewing out dipshit, spilling it all over the desk.
Ew.
You know? Bleh. That is Republican talking points, in a nutshell. I don't know, yakety sacks, because Jason Chaffetz popped up. He wanted to weigh in on the goddamn House Speaker thing. Anyway, he wants us to believe that the bomb thrower and disgraced former House Speaker Newt Gingrich would be some kind of senior statesman that could cure the party's woes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Chaffetz made an appearance on Thursday's The Faulkner Focus and was asked by guest host John Roberts what he thought of was going on behind closed doors just after Jordan announced he was pulling out of the speaker's race. And Chaffetz said, quote, "They need to get this together, you would think," end quote. Chaffetz responded by pushing the notion that one of the most depraved individuals to ever run the House should be brought back in as a Band-Aid. Chaffetz, quote, "I'm not really missing Congress right about now, John." "I've got to tell you, look, he was a kicker." He's like, "I played football for BYU." "No, you kicked a ball for BYU. You
doesn't know, really count.
Your helmet only had one little thing in front of it instead of a cage because nobody wanted to protect you, you prolapsed anus-eyed freak." Because his eyes look like prolapsed
they
anuses.
Do.
See?
I know. I seared into my memory.
Yep. I do. Those eyes, they shoot poop.
No.
Poop shooters. That's what you get. I lost my place. I'm so sorry. Anyway, Chaffetz, after that, I think it becomes a theater of the absurd if they don't do it. It really does have an effect, not only on the world stage, but also on the funding mechanisms that, you know, a lot of conservatives are concerned about funding mechanisms. Wouldn't know a funding mechanism if it bit him in the ass. But if you put somebody in place, guess what, folks? You have no chance of doing that because the government is running out of money and they will have to go back to a CR. So I would hope that they would rally around Jim Jordan. I think he would be a good speaker. But if he can't get there, maybe one of the solutions is to go outside the body. I'm a big fan of Lee Zeldin. I think there should be more discussion about bringing a Lee Zeldin or a Speaker Newt Gingrich and say, hey, I'll run it out through the end of the term. There needs to be some creative thinking like that to say we need a Band-Aid. We need somebody who can galvanize everybody because there's too much animosity right now in the body, and maybe that's going to take someone from outside like a Zeldin or a Gingrich to actually do it. Great. Great. The guy that was banging his third wife while his second wife died of cancer, you know, and he impeached Bill Clinton for a blowjob.
Yep.
Maybe Shellhead, third wife, doesn't do blowies. Maybe that's why he was so mad. He was just a misunderstood fat man in need of a blowjob.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I do too. Why? Do you think she looks like she does? I just, never mind. Let that one go.
I'm going to. I'm going to move on.
I just don't know if the hair helmet would allow a bob that close to the human body, you know, because if you know what I'm saying.
That's true.
Yeah. You try and get down there to it.
Yeah.
And her hair would helmet. Just keep her stopped.
Head.
Paint a picture, ain't I, folks? Huh? This is why you tune in.
Wait till Patreon.
Yeah. So I could sit here and just say Newt Gingrich has a tiny pecker. I mean, it reminds me of my favorite Newt Gingrich thing, and that was the Sutherland Institute here in Utah. Mm-hmm. Brought him out to speak to the masses of GOP folk. My buddy Craig and I were working for the DNC at the time, and we were like, let's go crash it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the very least, there will be snacks. Awful snacks.
Oh.
Republicans have terrible snacks. Anyway, so yeah, Newt Gingrich came out and gave a speech about family values.
Right.
Family values.
That's always been his thing, yep. Right?
His family values are apparently not fidelity.
No.
You're not supposed to just, anyway. I like this. They're saying that Hakeem Jeffries has now lost 17 races in a row. And he has, technically. But he's still bringing in more votes than anybody else. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Let's see. What else is news? Oh, a Detroit synagogue president has been murdered.
That's terrible.
Found stabbed to death on Saturday outside her home in Lafayette Park. The death of Samantha Wall, 40 years old, an advisor to Democratic politicians and president of the Isaac Agreed Downtown Synagogue, was also confirmed by the synagogue on Facebook. We are shocked and saddened to learn of the unexpected death of Samantha Wall, our board president. At this point, we do not have more information, but we'll share it when it becomes available.
Sad.
It is sad. This is going to sound weird. I hope it was. It's already happened. I can't change that.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm glad it happened. I'm saying that there's a part of me that hopes it's domestic and not anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
That did it. That it's some asshole or something. Because we have too much racial violence mm-hmm. in the country right now. And it would really be fucked up that this is where we're at. That not only is she murdered, but she's murdered with a knife.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen OJ? Is that too old? Is that too old a joke? Has anybody been stabbed recently? No? Has anybody seen OJ? Orenthal James Simpson. Known to stab ladies.
That's true.
Allegedly. He was found liable in a civil court.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, he's guilty.
I don't track that Rodman, but I do track the Trinity one.
She's good.
She is.
She's very good. We've got some aid getting through into Gaza. Biden took a trip. His second trip into an active war zone in which the United States is not in control of anything. His second trip. He went to Kyiv, and now he's gone to Israel. He met with Benjamin Netanyahu, and as far as we can tell, because we're not privy to it, he did convince them to talk to Egypt into opening up the southern border of Gaza and letting the relief trucks come in. The first set of trucks is, I believe, either 28 or 32 trucks, which when you consider that the Gaza houses almost 2 million people, is not going to be enough. Mm. It's just not going to be enough. Asked about aid trucks getting through to Gaza, Biden said he had a commitment from the Israelis and the president of Egypt. The, quote, highway had to be repaved, end quote, Biden said. He said he believed that over the next 24 to 48 hours, the first 20 trucks of aid would get through. International attention has been focused on getting aid to Gaza through one of the access points not controlled by Israel, the Rafah crossing to Egypt. Biden, who visited Israel on Wednesday, emerged with a promise from Israel to allow limited shipments from Egypt, provided the aid is monitored to prevent any from reaching Hamas. I don't know how you do that. It seems a good consideration
mm-hmm.
that is untenable.
Yeah.
You know, because you know they're going to steal the fucking food.
Right.
Yeah. Jon Stewart's show on Apple is over. The problem with Jon Stewart, that's the name of the show, will not come back to Apple TV for a third season, bringing a surprise and sudden end to the increasingly popular show led by the former Daily Show host. Stewart informed staff Thursday that he and Apple executives agreed to part ways, according to multiple show staff members with whom Stewart discussed the matter. He told staff that the company had concerns about the subject matter Stewart planned for three shows during the upcoming seasons. These topics included China, Israel, and artificial intelligence. Although Apple gave Stewart creative control over the show, he grew increasingly frustrated that the company was pushing back on the show's guest list and show subjects, he told the staff. Yep. China worries. China represents nearly a fifth of Apple's sales. A fifth of their $1 trillion. I mean, that's not small money.
No.
Dear Apple, may I have some money?
Did you watch this? Did you ever watch this show?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, we didn't have Apple TV at the time, so
yeah,
we basically watched it in smaller clips on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I really like him.
Yeah. I mean, it had a quiet start, but, you know, it's been getting great reviews, you know, from people I give a shit about. But, yeah, it's gone.
all the work that he's done for the first responders, like advocating for them.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
He is an amazing guy.
Yeah.
Dear John Stewart, can I have a job?
Please come to my birthday party if you're Brooklyn. She just invites all of her favorite people to her birthday party.
That's not a bad idea. It's not. All right, we're going to take another break. When we get back on the other side, Republicans. What are they all about?
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Dick Butkus and Keith Giffen.
That's a load of childhood drama.
Harvey Weinstein is in trouble again.
God, he's gross.
In moving pictures, which Snyderverse stars will you miss?
Batfleck.
Gal Gadot?
Where can you watch Star Trek Prodigy, Doctor Who, and Moonlighting?
The answer is in the episode.
In comics, Garth Ennis and Greg Pak have new comic book series coming next year.
And they sound really, really good, you guys.
And the Energon universe is expanding with two new series. We review Wonder Woman number 1, American Psycho, Happy, and Destiny Gate. All that and the Girl Scouts are taking away our raspberry-flavored crack! Face Red, True Believers, is the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
No raspberry rallies? Curse you, Joe!
That was my Cobra Commander. What'd you think?
I love it.
This has been fun so far. I'm having fun so far.
Good.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm having a great time.
That's good. It's important to me that you have a great time.
Okay, I'm just chilling here.
Now, Putin is set up to meet his dear friend Xi as China wraps up his little Belt and Road summit. Vladimir Putin was set to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday in Beijing, as the two leaders sought to bolster their no-limits partnership amid a war in Ukraine and an escalating conflict in the Middle East. Xi is hosting Putin and dozens of other global leaders at the Belt and Road Initiative Summit. Celebrating 10 years since Xi launched the infrastructure project aimed at strengthening alliances between Asian, African, and Latin American nations. The focus will be on remarks Putin and Xi made about the Israeli-Hamas war, as U.S. President Joe Biden is set to land in Israel, which he's already done, to show support for the country, push to minimize civilian casualties, and keep the conflict from spreading. It is one of the things I appreciate about Biden going over, is that he was able to negotiate for aid to get in.
Yeah.
And he was able to advocate. We don't know how successfully, and we won't for a while, but he was able to advocate for less civilian losses. Mm. He's like, hey, how about we, hey, Jack, he says to Bibi, hey, Jack, how about we kill less civilians? And Netanyahu was like, I do not know. It's so much fun.
That's how it went down?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's how Bibi and Netanyahu talks.
No. Yeah.
Like Yogi Bear. Hey, boo-boo. You got that picnic basket? Boy. Xi Jinping.
Well, Biden's pretty good at negotiating like this, right?
He's wonderful.
Isn't that what he's known for?
Yep. No, it was good. It was good that he went to Israel. It was good that he at least, from what we know, he at least brought up the fact that killing civilians is fucking stupid, and that a lot of their behavior is currently a war crime. You cut off their water, food, electricity, you know, everything else. We don't get to do that. We have a Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
World leaders should read that because we all signed on to it, and it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a war crime.
Yes.
There's a war crime speaking on of. Feet. Sidney Powell pleaded guilty over efforts to overturn Trump's loss in Georgia and has agreed to cooperate, becoming the second defendant in the sprawling case to reach a deal with prosecutors. Powell, who was charged alongside Trump and 17 others with violating the state's anti-racketeering law, that's so fucking smart. I love this DA, entered the plea just a day before jury selection was set to start in her trial. She pleaded guilty to 6 misdemeanors, accusing her of conspiring to intentionally interfere with the performance of election duties. As part of the deal, she will serve 6 years probation, be fined $6,000, and will have to write an apology letter to Georgia and its residents. That's it?
That's not enough at all. I was just going to say that.
Dear Georgia, oopsie.
I'm sorry.
Signed Sid.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. She also recorded a statement from prosecutors and agreed to testify truthfully against her co-defendants at future trials. Powell was initially charged with racketeering and 6 other counts as part of a wide-ranging scheme to keep the Republican president in power after he lost the 2020 election to Joe Biden. Hey, Jack, I won the election.
Do you think that more will follow suit like this and plead guilty?
Yeah, more have. Another guy did. I can't remember his name because I don't give a shit, but there was another one of the 17 co-defendants that flipped.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's, I mean, whatever he did was much smaller than what she did. Because she's still getting sued by Dominion and the other voting machine company for billions.
Wow.
Yeah. So her and Rudy and I think somebody else. It's just nuts.
I'm just saying they're so dumb thinking that they can get away with shit like that.
Well, of course they thought they could. They had the president. They thought they were going to get pardoned.
Yeah, and that's so
dumb. The funny
dumb.
Thing is that wanting a pardon from the president means nothing to this RICO case because it's coming from the state.
Mm.
And a federal pardon does not excuse a state crime. So, I mean, none of them really thought this through.
No.
But Donald Trump was fined $5,000 for violating the gag order that the New York City judge of his fraud case slapped on him. The judge has mentioned prison if he doesn't knock it the fuck off. New York Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron. That's a name, isn't it?
It is. It's a mouthful.
I am Justice Engoron. Prepare to submit to justice. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we do that. Ordered Trump on October 3rd not to criticize his staff and to delete a post that had a photo showing his clerk, Allison Greenfield, with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and accused her of being his girlfriend. The post remained visible for weeks. Make no mistake, future violations, whether intentional or unintentional, will subject the violator to more severe sanctions. What a great nickname for Donald Trump, the violator.
Yeah.
Personal space, taste, class.
Yeah.
Probably parking. You know? I don't know. Donald Trump seems to me to be the kind of guy that does sort of a half-assed job of wiping.
Oh, gross.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because somebody's not doing it for him.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. You got Noel What's-His-Name running around letting us know that he used to shit himself on the set of The Apprentice, that he wears adult diapers and snorts Adderall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Snorts Adderall. I got a hard enough time keeping my zzzz down when I just take it normal.
I know.
You know? Let's see, where else did that go? We'll subject the violator to more severe sanctions, which may include, but are not limited to, steeper financial penalties, holding him in contempt of court, and possibly imprisoning him. Do it! I dare you. I double dog dare you. The dispute illustrated how judges could potentially penalize Trump even before verdicts in the various civil and criminal cases pending against him. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan also ordered Trump not to criticize prosecutors, court staff, or witnesses in his federal trial on charges he conspired to overturn the 2020 election. Quote, based on my understanding, this was truly inadvertent. Okay. The Truth Social post was taken down when the court asked. No, it wasn't. And Trump never made any more comments about the court staff. Yes, he did. But it appears no one took it down on the campaign website. It is unfortunate, and I apologize on behalf of my client. You do a lot of apologizing on behalf of this particular client, sport.
Yeah.
It's super annoying. But yeah, it is... Trump posted a video on Saturday slamming the New York judge overseeing his civil fraud trial as a lunatic. The day after the judge fined Trump $5,000 for violating the gag order in the case, although criticizing the judge would not represent a violation of that gag order.
How does he think that's going to help?
He wants another riot. He absolutely just wants another riot. He wants people to come in, kill all the people that are trying to do things to him, and then he's fine, he thinks. You know, there are other prosecutors.
It's terrifying.
It is a little fucked up, and it is a little terrifying.
And we've let it go. This country has let it go on for so long.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. It is. All right, guys, here's the deal. It is the end of the regular show. We are going to pop over to Patreon here in just a moment. You can join us at Patreon. Every week that we record, we put some special content over there for you. Patreon.com/DFNmedia. DFNmedia. That's where you find all your favorite shows, not only The Left Show, world's greatest comic book podcast. I Told You So. It's about relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then coming up, I've got two new shows in the wings waiting to go.
I'm excited.
So go join that Patreon, folks. Daddy needs a new server farm. Oh my God. Can I be his addy? Is that all right? Nothing? You're just going to laugh at me?
I don't know what a zaddy is.
It's like a daddy, but it's sexy.
A zaddy? Yeah. Like with a Z?
Yeah.
Or an S?
I don't make the rules on new slang, babe. I don't know what's going on.
I've never heard you refer to yourself as daddy.
Well, that's because I don't talk to you about how I need a server farm.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm ready to go. I need two, three things. I need to be able to pay for the new server, you know, and then I need to transfer all the files over to the server. Mm-hmm. And then I have to go through and, as of this show, 620 times, go in and change the link.
Oh my goodness.
To the original show.
Yikes.
Yeah, because it'll be somewhere else now.
Oh.
It's
that's a lot.
Yeah, it's really gonna just piss me off.
Daddy needs a server.
Daddy needs an intern. Anyway, that's it for us guys. Zaddy. I think that's right. I'll have to ask Braxton. He knows what the kids are hip to.
He is. He does know all that.
He does know all that. He knows what kids are hip to in any decade. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Good guy. Knows a lot.
He is. I'm glad you have him.
I am too. He's the best work spouse I've ever had, I think. You know? Work spouse.
Okay.
I know what I'm saying. Do you want me to continue?
No.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Let's all do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DFNmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.